Lecture 7, Introduction to the Baroque.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 7, and it is entitled An Introduction to the Baroque Era. First, let's just begin with some dates. We understand the Baroque Era as going from 1600 to 1750. Now, in previous lectures, I've talked about how inadequate these period dates are to describe anything but the broadest generalizations in terms of style and trends. But for once, we've got some dates that are actually auspicious and indeed applicable. It's in 1600 that opera is invented, and this celebration of the individual human emotion, which is what opera is all about, is a great way to start the Baroque era, this era of extravagant emotionalism. 1750 is the year that Johann Sebastian Bach dies in Leipzig. Now, in 1750, few people knew that Bach had died and fewer people cared. But with the hindsight of history, we realize what an important date 1750 was, bringing the High Baroque, or at least Johann Sebastian Bach's take on the High Baroque, to its conclusion. So these are perhaps the most useful period dates we will experience, 1600 to 1750. Please let us define this word Baroque. It comes from the Portuguese word barroco, meaning a pearl of irregular shape and or irregular color. It became a slang usage for anything gross and bizarre or in bad taste. So the original application was a pejorative, a reference to art, architecture, music, overly extravagant, detailed, and fussy in its design. For example, around the year 1750, the well-traveled Charles de Brosset complained that the facade of the Pamphili Palace in Rome was redone with a kind of filigree ornamentation more suitable, and now I quote, to tableware than to architecture. Given to colorful language, de Brosset referred to the facade as, quote, baroque. Now, you can try this yourselves. Next time you meet a client or a friend or a coworker and they are wearing an especially gross tie, look at their tie, smile, and look them right in the eye and say, my, my, what a baroque tie. And I can guarantee you, unless this person has watched this course, I can guarantee you this person will smile gratefully and say, why, thank you. And as they walk off, you can snicker, knowing that you just told them they are guilty of corrupt and bad taste. Now, by the 1920s, the term Baroque had come to refer to the flamboyant, decorative, and, again, detailed art and music of the period from about 1600 to 1750. So it's a word we don't really start using for the period until the 20th century. Please, I would stress, there is no single Baroque style, although the notey, brilliant, and superbly crafted of the late Baroque composer, Johann Sebastian Bach, has come to epitomize this era for the listener. I'm going to play you a piece by Bach right now, and I'll tell you what it is in just a moment. But what I'd like you to do while you listen is the following. I'd like you to exercise that adjectival palette, and if you can, write down some words that might apply to your experience of this music, and if you can't write down, then simply store some words in your mind's eye. What I want us to do is come up with some adjectives that well describe this music. The point of the exercise is this. These adjectives that well describe Bach's music should also be applicable to other trends and tendencies of the Baroque era. If music is indeed a mirror, then what we hear in Bach's music should also be true in other aspects of the Baroque world as well. So please, let me play you a little bit of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, the third movement. This was written around 1721. And again, what I want are adjectives that well describe this music as you hear it and your feelings as you experience it.